So this morning, I just wanted to set the scene and really talk about the road ahead for the Aussie equity market, a bit of a sense check, if you will. So I think it's fair to say that 2022 was a really incredibly macro-focused year. We saw just about every asset class and every stock really sold off pretty indiscriminately, and then similarly in tandem, they did rise as well. So I thought this one chart really encapsulates how macro really dominated returns last year, and it just shows you how correlated stock returns were throughout most of 2022. So essentially markets moving up together and the markets sort of moving down together across, pretty much across all stocks bar resources. So look, while it's easy to sort of draw that same conclusion at the start of 2023, we think there are reasons to believe that this year is going to be a little bit different from last year, and one that's going to be far more focused on the fundamentals as opposed to the macro. So we're seeing some pretty favourable signals emerge for those really picking stocks. If you look at corporate credit spreads, they have widened. Also, we've seen valuations and margins widen quite significantly across sectors and even within sectors themselves, and also the changing demand profile. We'll know the impact that rising interest rates are likely to have. We know all about the fact that fixed rate mortgages are going to roll off in the second half of this year and the impact that will have. But more importantly, I think the big headwinds for the market last year, be it inflation or higher interest rates, seem to be abating. Inflation is looking more and more like it has peaked. So if you look at the ABS monthly inflation readings since July, they have tended to be around that 7% mark. As of the last one, it was 7.4. But since July last year, they have hovered around sort of 7%. So it looks as though we have reached a peak. Michael Knox certainly thinks that 2022 would really close out inflation close to 8% before really trending back towards 4.8% in 2023. So it then follows that interest rate expectations have also settled at much lower levels. So the chart on your right gives you a look at swap pricing over the course of 2023. And what you can see here, by mid this year, by July, August, the cash rate is expected to end at 3.8%. So that implies another three interest rate rises from here, implied by the swap curve. And this was down from 4.1% just 3 months ago in October, or 4.3% in September last year. But either way, we are much closer to the end of the rate tightening cycle than the beginning of it. So that headwind for the market is certainly abating. The other key macro concern was, of course, valuations. And of course, we've seen the big valuation reset throughout 2022 and at the end of 2021. And here, what we tried to do was separate the resource sector, because it tends to distort the headline index. So if you look at just the ASX Industrials, it's trading at 16.8 times. Now, it was down from 23 times at the end of 2021, and it's trading much closer to its long-run average, about 15 times. So while the headline valuation now has settled down quite significantly, I think what it does show you also, if you look on the right and drill down a little and take a peek into the sectors, it also gives us a really interesting trend here as well. So having a look here, it's rather interesting, but probably a little bit unsurprising, that the defensive trade looks very crowded in our mind. If you look at the valuations on staples, communications and healthcare, they're trading well above historical valuation ranges. In fact, it is pushing up to the higher end. And what we did have a look back on the returns over the last quarter of 2022, and staples as well as healthcare were really the laggards when it came to the market. So perhaps with the interest rate expectations paring back and a little bit more favorable macro in terms of some of those headwinds abating, that defensive trade is starting to wane a little. So we think they are carrying a lot of expectations into reporting season, particularly if the more cyclical parts of the economy seem to be holding up. As Alex Mees talked about last week, we saw the retail sector really holding up during that Christmas Black Friday period. So with headwinds from valuations as well as higher rates largely being reset, I guess in our mind, it will really be around the fundamentals and how well the fundamentals really perform this year. That will separate the winners and the losers. So when we look at earnings, the 12-month forward earnings for the ASX Industrials back to 2005. Now, unfortunately, we don't have data back beyond to 2005. There are two clear episodes where we saw big earnings revisions, and that was during the GFC as well as 2020. So earnings took a significant hit during those periods. They were down somewhere in the vicinity of around 30%. Now, the question is around the resilience of earnings this time around into 2023. Now, we don't think we're going to see the same magnitude of earnings decline for the Aussie market, particularly the industrials, given, you know, what happened in 2008 as well as 2020 were more event-driven bear markets. So, you know, if you cast your mind back to those periods, it was a sudden loss in confidence in the market, fears that the financial system was going to collapse, the world economy was just going to grind to a standstill. So instead, what we're seeing in 2023 is more akin, in our view, to a cyclical bear market where interest rates really take some of the heat out of the market, cools inflation down, and we get a more gradual slowdown rather than a sudden and sharp correction in earnings. So here we know that interest rates have been well telegraphed. Markets have plenty of time to adjust to the coming shock to demand. So in our mind, it's hard to see the same magnitude of EPS decline that we saw in those two periods. So, and if you look at the earnings outlook, particularly earnings growth for the next few years, we'd argue that they're far from excessive as well. So in 2023, earnings are expected to grow around 5.5%. Now, keep in mind, we are cycling that COVID-affected year in FY22. So it is going to look a little bit high, in fact, 5.5% higher. And then earnings are essentially going to be flat in FY24 and FY25, or that's what consensus has priced in. So then on top of this, you know, we've heard all this news from the media about earnings needing to come back in the US. We're going to see a sharp rate of decline in earnings. Well, maybe that is the case in the US, but if you look at the Aussie market, and a reminder why we do prefer the Aussie market from an asset allocation point of view as well, the Aussie market in terms of earnings and the expectations that are baked in are far closer to the reality of what's happening on the ground than perhaps some of the other geographies. And that the table on the right gives you an idea of the earnings revisions to the Aussie market versus developed market peers as well as emerging markets. And you can see here, five of the six cyclical sectors of the ASX have in fact seen positive earnings revisions. So if you look across, energy, industrials, consumer discretionary, financials, and IT, we've seen earnings revisions on the upside over the past 6 months. Now, contrast that to what we've seen around the world. So I would argue that the Aussie forecasts are far closer to reality. And a few reasons, we put this down to a few reasons, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. I guess it's the lack of guidance in our market, the regular trading updates that we're seeing from companies, all leads to some pretty conservative forecasting. And also we're seeing some less acute inflation issues than what we've seen from the US and Europe. So all points to some earnings forecasts that are perhaps a little bit more conservative and easier to forecast. The last slide that I really wanted to show you was the long-term capital market assumptions from JP Morgan. Now, I did show this slide at the end of last year, and what it did show you was that with valuations coming back across the bond market and equity markets, the long-term returns for both bonds and equities are the most attractive they've been in nearly a decade. So in 2022, JP Morgan capital market assumptions assumed that returns were going to be around sort of 4.3% over the next 10, 15 years. Now, fast forward to the start of 2023, that increased nearly 300 points to 7.2% returns over the next 10 years for a typical 60-40 portfolio. So I think it's a really good slide to remind you that, and your clients, that, you know, really the importance of long-term thinking and just how far valuations have come back, and really looking past the importance of looking past the short-term noise that we're hearing in the market. So finally, Just on the reporting season preview as well, have a look out for that, what's coming out over the next few weeks, where the analysts are currently working on putting together the preview of the 100-odd stocks that are going to report in February. So one-page summary of what to look for, where consensus sits, as well as all the key themes looking into reporting season. So we'll have what we covered this morning and more. So that will be out in a few weeks' time.